It's About Time by Edward Curtin. Read by Sam May. Isn't it always? With the start of World War III by the United States, quote-unquote, declaring war against Russia by its actions in Ukraine, we have entered a time when the end of time has become very possible. I am speaking of nuclear annihilation. I look down at my great-uncle's gold Elgin pocket watch from the 19th century. His name was John Patrick Whelan, an Irish immigrant to the US who fled England's colonialist-created famine in Ireland. It tells me it is 5:15 p.m. on April the 21st, 2022, a date coincidentally with a history. No doubt John looked at his watch on this date in 1898, when the United States, after the USS Maine exploded from within in Havana Harbor, a possible false flag attack, declared war on Spain in order to confiscate Spanish territories, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines. One colonial power replaced another and then proceeded over the long decades to wage war and slaughter these island peoples. Imperialism never dies. It is timeless. 124 years go by in a flash, and it's still the same old story. In 1898, the yellow press screamed Spanish devils, and today it screams Russian devils. Then and now, the press called for war. If the human race is still here in another 124 years, time and the corporate media will no doubt have told the same story. War and propaganda's lies to an insouciant and ignorant population too hypnotized by propaganda to oppose them. This despite the apocalyptic sense that permeates our lives because of demonic technology and its use to transform humans into machines who can't think clearly enough to perceive reality and realize the threat posed by that quintessential technological invention, nuclear weapons. This is not uplifting, but it's true. The nuclear weapons are primed and ready to fly. The US insists on its first strike right to launch them. It openly declares it is seeking the overthrow of the Russian government. Russia says it will use nuclear weapons only if its existence is threatened, which has become increasingly so because of US provocations over a long time period, and its current expanding arming of Ukraine's government and its neo-Nazi forces. The Russian President Vladimir Putin and its Foreign Secretary Sergei Lavrov have just warned the US that such involvement has made nuclear war a quote-unquote serious and quote-unquote real risk, in Lavrov's words. Quote, we must not underestimate it, unquote, which is a mild form of diplomatic speech. Putin said that Russia has made all the preparations to respond if it senses a strategic threat to Russia, and that response will be, quote, instant, it will be quick, end quote. The US response is to shrug these statements off, just as it has done for so many years with Putin's complaints about NATO forces moving up to its borders. Incredibly, Biden has said, quote, for God's sake, this man, Putin, cannot remain in power, end quote. Despite endless media/intelligence anti-Russian propaganda, a vast tapestry of lies, to use Harold Pinter's phrase, many fine writers have provided the historical details to confirm the truth that the US has purposely provoked the Russian war in Ukraine by its actions there and throughout Eastern Europe, which the mainstream media avoid completely. This US aggressive history against Russia is part of a much larger history of imperial hubris extending back to the 19th century. I will therefore here follow Thoreau's advice. Quote, if you are acquainted with the principle, what do you care for a myriad instances and applications? End quote. Since how many times do people need to hear lies such as Iraq has weapons of mass destruction in order to justify wars of aggression around the world? The historical facts are very clear, but facts and history don't seem to matter to many people. Pinter again, in his Nobel address, bluntly told the truth about the US's history of systematic and remorseless war crimes. Quote, "Nothing ever happened. Even while it was happening, it wasn't happening. It didn't matter. It was of no interest," end quote. Which is still the case. So time is my focus, for the last days have arrived unless there occurs a radical awakening to the obvious truth that the US government is pushing the world to the brink of disaster in full awareness of the consequences. Its actions are insane, yet insanity has become the norm. Insane leaders and a catatonic, hypnotized public lead to disaster. I write these words with an old fountain pen, a high school graduation gift, to somehow comfort and remind myself that when we were this close once before in October 1962, Kennedy and Khrushchev miraculously found a solution to the Cuban Missile Crisis. And to find hope now, and that when my time is up and I join John Patrick in the other world, things will have changed for my children and grandchildren. It is, admittedly, the hope of a desperado. The last few years of COVID-19 propaganda have served to further distort people's sense of time, a distortion years in the making through the introduction of digital technology with its accompanying numerical time clicks and its severing of our natural sense of time that is tied to the rising and falling of the tides and the turning of the days and seasons, a feeling that is being lost. Such felt sense of time's texture could be slow or faster, but it had limits. We now live in a world without limits, which, as the ancient Greeks knew, demands payback. For years before COVID-19, the sense of speed time was dominant, supported by the politically introduced state of a constant emergency after September the 11th, 2001, with the urgency to hurry and keep up, or one would fall behind. Keep up with what was never explained. Hurry, why? Fast and faster was the rule, with constant busyness that served the very useful social function of leaving no time for thinking, which was the point, but it made many feel as though they were engaged and constantly alert for terrorists to come knocking. Thus, the long wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Yemen, etc., all of which continue via various subterfuges. Then, presto, all this frenzied time sense came to a stop with the 2020 lockdowns, when time got very slow. But not slow in the natural sense, but an enforced slowness. People were locked up. Not only was it stupefying, but stultifying, and an existential drag. This went on for 2 years, with the prisoners allowed short respites, only to be rounded back up and locked down again. Jabbed and jolted was the plan. When will it ever end, was the common cry as despair and depression spread and scrambled minds led to suicides and mindless screen entertainment. This was planned education for a transhuman future in which the cell phone will be central to totalitarian control if people do not rebel. Those behind the COVID-19 and war propaganda are fanatical technocrats who seek total control of the world's population through digital technology. Now they have temporarily let the people out of one type of cell and dramatically sped up time with frantic war propaganda against Russia. The great English writer John Berger said it perfectly. Quote, "Every ruling minority needs to numb and, if possible, to kill the time sense of those whom it exploits. This is the authoritarian secret of all methods of imprisonment." End quote. Everyone is now doing time while scrolling messages on the walls of their cell phones. A twisted, convoluted, distorted, mechanical time in which it seems that there is no history and the future is an endless road of more of the same. Some say we have all the time in the world. I say no, that we have entered a new time, perhaps the end time, when the world's end is a very real possibility. Hypnotized people can agree to anything, even mass suicide, unless they snap out of it. This can only happen with a return to slowness in the old sense, when people once felt time in their heart's rhythm, attuned to the rising and falling of nature's reality. Time to think and contemplate the fate of the earth when nuclear war is contemplated. Yes, quote, we must not underestimate it, end quote. It's about time. Isn't it always?